Can you squeeze in one more?
I'll give you the waffle scores in a sec. Rod and Ian, just hold there for a sec. We will get to you.
How's South go today, mate?
South Fremantle, Bradley. Only just got over East Fremantle.
Who did we play?
That's why you wanted to know.
Who did we play?
14-16, 100 to 10, 10-70. Other winners in the waffle today, Claremont over Peel, West Perth over Perth, and Subiaco thrashed Swan Districts. And I think we can go...
we forget because it's night time here. We started a bit later here today. Let's go down into the West Coast Eagles room because Luke Shuey's been good enough to give us a few moments of his time. Thanks for your time, Luke.
Hey, boys. No worries. How you doing?
We're good. Probably better than you guys at the moment. What was the message from Simo after the game?
We just got a lot of improvement to do. We didn't stand up under their pressure and got beat up around the footy. So it's happened a couple of weeks in a row now. We've got some work to do, but we're confident we can correct it.
Luke, what happened in the bye? I thought you sat down collectively as a group and perhaps, made a few of the hard calls and worked on that sort of area. It's sort of dissipated or diluted over the last few weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, look at that. We talked about a few things we wanted to fix and we haven't come along the way we would have liked. But, we just keep holding each other accountable to what we're doing through the week and keep trying to get better. And, we'd hope we click into gear pretty soon. It's 4 weeks to go, so we've got some work to do.
Where do you feel as though within the training group that you can get it a little bit more harder edge of a little bit to help you guys out, like yourself, like Pritis, like Hutchings, you guys that work hard, all of the time, trying to win your own ball at the same time. Where can you get a few more of those types?
I think we've got enough, but it's just a matter of each bloke doing it consistently every week. We've got too many guys up and down at the moment, myself included. And we're still got time to turn it around before finals, but we just didn't hold up under the pressure tonight, and that's credit to Collingwood.
So, Luke, you mentioned you smashed around the footy a bit tonight. Clearances 47 to 28. What do you put that down to? And is it purely the fact that Nick Natanui's not there and you haven't adjusted?
No, not at all. I mean, we've won clearances a couple of weeks, while we haven't had Nick. So we can't use that as an excuse that... We're just not strong enough in the contest. We're getting stripped too easy, dropping the footy, and just not clean enough. So we've got some work to do, but probably relied a little bit too much on Pritter tonight. And but we're excited. We got Dom Sheed back tonight. He obviously wasn't great, but we know what he brings. Hopefully he get going pretty soon.
You hit the front early on in the final quarter. Where did you feel the game then slipped away, and at what point did it turn?
Oh, probably just turnovers, I think. Their pressure was good and we turned the ball over, coming out of a back 50. It wasn't our backman, it was our midfielders as well, but just collectively their pressure got the better of us in the end, I think.
Luke, you've got 4 games to fix it up. You've said it a number of times. Probably the biggest thing with the talk back tonight on 6PR footy is the fact that a lot of the supporters are disappointed with some of the young guys, which I thought was a bit tough. How far can you guys go deep into the finals based on your performance today?
If we play like that, not far. But we'd hope our best football is a lot better than that, and it is. We know it is. I hope our supporters know it is. We were certainly there last year, and we've been there at times this year. We've played really well against some good teams, good hard teams. North Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, and. We just got to find a way to do it consistently. That's not just our young kids, it's our senior players. We've got to set the example now. We've got a tough 4 weeks coming up, but it's an exciting challenge.
Good on you, Luke. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Rehab up and get back to Perth ready for the derby next weekend.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Luke Shuey from the West Coast Eagles. Now, I don't expect them to come out and pull out the 3 wood and go whack, but
no.
I mean, just think that they've got enough hard players. They're delusional as a group, if that's the case. I know it's the company line, but
enough hard. He still said they weren't hard enough, though.
No, he said they've got enough in the team. Well, no, they don't. They don't have enough in the team.
But they're not playing well enough. Isn't that what he was saying?
No, he just said that they're not doing it consistently enough. He reckons they've got enough, but they don't do it consistently enough. Well, I disagree. I think they don't have enough. So if you don't have enough, you can't consistently do it.